The humanitarian situation in Gaza was already bad, but after 4 days of Israeli airstrikes, aid agencies say the situation has become dire. The World's Katie Clark has more.
The aid group Oxfam is one of many that's been forced to suspend humanitarian work in the Gaza Strip due to the military offensive. Oxfam provides food to 25,000 Gazans. Oxfam's John Prideaux-Brune says his staff in Gaza are hunkered down inside their homes like everyone else.
Our staff are very traumatized. We're talking to them on the phone. A number of them have had friends killed during the attacks. So, yeah, at the moment, their safety is our priority, and they're staying at home with their families and trying to remain as safe as possible.
Prideaux-Brune says that isn't easy, given the fact that nowhere in Gaza is particularly safe at the moment.
I think for the Gaza Strip, we would have to say this is the worst it's ever been.
Mercy Corps also temporarily halted operations in the Gaza Strip. It runs employment and youth programs there. The agency says it's monitoring needs on the ground and is preparing to respond as best it can. Medical supplies are among the most needed, says Hamis El-Essi. He's a doctor at Shifa Hospital in Gaza City.
Gaza Strip has been subjected to a strict embargo since 2 years, so we are already suffering obvious lack and shortage of everything. Can you imagine? There is no electricity. You are dealing with patients with multiple injuries, and they need more urgent interventions, which is not available.
The United Nations is the largest supplier of food aid to the Gaza Strip. The UN's Filippo Grandi says his organization has received a shipment of flour, and he hopes to resume distributions by tomorrow.
We are also hosting about 300 people that have been displaced by the bombing in an ad hoc shelter in Rafah, in the south of the Gaza Strip. And we're planning to open by tomorrow 7 emergency shelter centers where people whose house has been destroyed or who are displaced by the bombing can find a temporary accommodation.
Israel has said it will allow more aid trucks into Gaza. Israel's welfare minister, Isaac Herzog, maintains that his government isn't targeting the people of Gaza.
It's clear to all that our objective and our aim is strictly against the terrorists, against Hamas, and not against the people of Gaza. And in the last few weeks, it became terrible. 250,000 Israelis are in shelters for weeks or cannot go on with their lives, and they feel totally lost. And we have to stop the capability of Hamas of operating as a terrorist organization against Israeli objectives, civilian objectives.
Not everyone, though, sees Israel as the victim here. Richard Folk is the UN Special Rapporteur for Human Rights in the Palestinian Territories. He says Israel is, quote, committing a shocking series of atrocities by using modern weaponry against a defenseless population.
I am shocked by the failure of the international community to not take more decisive action in response to what is happening.
Foreign ministers of the European Union gathered an emergency session today to discuss the situation in Gaza.
Pedir, como se ha pedido formalmente, el alto el fuego inmediato.
Earlier today, Spain's foreign minister, Miguel Moratinos, called for a truce in order to help restart ceasefire negotiations. Meanwhile, White House spokesman Gordon Jandro said that President Bush had spoken by phone with Palestinian leaders today. He said Mr. Bush and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas agreed that if any new ceasefire agreement is to be effective, it, quote, must be respected by Hamas. Jandro added that the humanitarian situation in Gaza remains a concern for the president. The Bush administration announced today that it will contribute $85 million in humanitarian assistance to Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank in the coming year. The White House also urged all concerned to allow aid workers to distribute supplies. For The World, this is Katie Clark.